Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM. It's time to beat Barry. Not physically, 98FM.
This is our ultimate music quiz because I like to think of myself as a little bit of a DJ. You know, I know a thing or two about music. And then I look at Barry Dunn.
How are you?
And he knows everything about music.
Well, it's good that you said that, Leanne, because you were talking smack a couple of minutes ago. We have been doing this competition for the last several weeks at this stage, and I came in here a few minutes ago and Leanne went, by the way, the scores are reset to zero now because it's my name above the door. Now it just says Leanne Hannafin. It's like, no, I think the previous scores do count as well.
Now, we do have producer Cahill here as well, who is kind of an adjudicator as well as a quiz master. Yeah. Are we saying it's nil-nil?
I think we're going clean slate, guys.
Clean slate. So, Barry, you won the last iteration.
I'm really strict. We know this from last time.
We do indeed. Okay, so this is five questions, all music related. Questions from the 90s, the noughties, the 10s, the 20s, and a bonus question that Barry gets to pick as well. If you were listening right now, we would love for you to play along as well. So grab a pen and paper and let's get into it.
Okay, are you ready? This is your first clip. It's from the 90s.
Got a car full of girls and it's going real strong. Oh, what a tune.
Banging. Okay, so that was Regulate, a massive top 10 summer hit in 1994 for Warren G and who?
Right, okay. Good start. I'm writing.
Okay, both answers locked in?
Yeah, got them in.
Right, let's go. Clip number two is from the noughties.
Get up! Get up! It's the end of you and me. It's too late and I can't wait for you to be gone.
That's Leave, Get Out, a big tune from September 2004. But who's the singer, guys?
Oh, I know this one.
We were only talking about her and this song in the office during the week.
We were singing away. Question three is from the 10s. Here's your clip.
Glad you came. The sun goes down.
What a banger.
The stars come out. What a banger.
Yeah. Okay, that is one of the biggest boy bands from the 2010s, The Wanted, with their 2016 song, Glad You Came. Name the Irish member of The Wanted.
Okay.
I know she has. Her eyes lit up. They lit up. Okay, locked in, Leanne?
Yeah, first name. I'll think of the surname in a minute.
Okay. We're in the 20s now for your next question. Here's the clip.
Banger.
That comes on the car. Okay, that's Head and Heart, a 2023 dance hit for Joel Corey, featuring the vocals of who?
Are they confident?
There's a lot of very strange noises coming out in the radio today. It's just myself and Leanne going,
I'm keeping you busy, guys. Okay. And Barry, you get to choose our theme for our final question.
Okay.
Would you like Mickey or Mouse?
Could you repeat that sentence, please?
Would you like Mickey or Mouse?
What an option. The childish bit of me is saying, I would like Mickey, but I know the pair of you are just going to crease up. And I suspect there's some sort of sabotage going on here. So I'm going to say Mouse instead.
Okay, let's play the clip. Oh, tune. Right, that was I Remember, a 2008 hit for Deadmau5 and Cascade. The artist Deadmau5 spells his name in a unique way. Write your answer down.
Oh, it's a spelling test.
Yeah, spelling bee.
Oh, I love this.
Oh my God, we're radio DJs. But we didn't get into radio to spell stuff. Like, we weren't that good in school. That's why we're here now.
Yeah. Cat spell.
Leanne Hannafin on 98FM. 98FM.
We had five questions. And now we need to find out who is going to win. Or we're going to do a little swap of answers right now.
Swapping
myself and Barry.
Right.
Can I just say, Cahill here, he's like the UN peacekeeping forces.
Yeah, I'm
like
trying to keep them
separating
apart,
the warring factions.
Okay, so our first question was from the 90s. This was the clip.
Got a car full of girls and it's going real swell.
Yeah. And the question was, that was Regulate, a massive top 10 summer hit in 1994 for Warren G. And who? Leanne, what did Barry say?
Barry said Nate Dogg.
And Leanne said Nate Dogg.
Correct.
Woo-hoo!
And right, both of them. Okay, one on the board. Clip one number two was from the noughties.
Get out right now.
Well, you have to sing along to that. Leave, Get Out, a big tune from 2004, but who was the singer, guys?
Barry said Jojo.
And Leanne?
Come for the quiz, stay for the singing. Leanne also said Jojo.
Hey, two out of five.
Did you enjoy the singing?
Both points on the board. Question three was from the 10s.
Barry. Sorry.
Here's the clip. Glad you came. The sun goes down. This is a hard one. I have to dig into the back of my mind, but that was one of the biggest boy bands of the 2010s, The Wanted, with their hit song, Glad You Came. But name the Irish member of The Wanted.
Okay, so this may divide the answers so far. Barry has said Max George.
And Leanne has said Siva K? Siva?
Siva.
Siva?
Siva K. I don't know his surname.
Siva Kanaswaran.
Yes!
Yes.
Can I get a point for that?
I can give you a half.
I have his first name, though, and the start of his surname.
Yeah, still kind of swear. I'll give you Siva, yeah.
Okay, so a half a point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Question four, we're in the 20s for your next question. Here's your clip. That's Head and Heart, a 23 dance hit for Joel Corey featuring the vocals of who?
Barry said MNEK.
And Leanne also said MNEK.
Not to be misconstrued with MNEK.
No, MNEK. Are we right?
Yes, you're correct. And finally, for question five, Barry picked Mouse out of our two themes, Mickey or Mouse. And the question was that. Oh, we'll play the clip.
Oh, yeah.
That was I Remember, 2008 dance hit for Deadmau5 and Cascade. The artist Deadmau5 spells his name in a unique way. How did Barry spell it?
So Barry spelled it DEADMAU5.
Correct. How did Leanne spell it?
Leanne also spelt it with a 5 at the end.
Woohoo! So does correct. That mean I win by a half a point?
Can I just say here, right?
Oh, here we go.
This wiping the board clean thing, I'm never loaning you money. I lent you £20 last week, but this week, oh no, that's gone. That's gone.
I don't Let's tell start. Him about that.
Yeah, I let you take the win with Siva K.
Okay, 4.5 to four.
Well done, Leanne.
I win!
Congratulations,
for this week,
Leanne.
For this week. Yeah, there's plenty more weeks to come.
Let her get a false sense of security.
I'll get the participation trophy from upstairs for you.
Listen, I'll take any kind of win. Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. Now, Olivia Dean, okay? That is a name you're going to be hearing a lot more very soon. She is a singer from the UK. All of her songs are kind of going viral right now. Her music is incredible. She's also playing Fairview Park here in Dublin next June. Olivia has been talking about her biggest pet peeve when it comes to her travels. And it is when she can't get a custard cream. She said that she loves custard creams so much that she actually requests them on her rider.
I love biscuits. I've got such a big biscuit tin at my house. And so whenever someone comes for a cup of tea, like, you can have whatever you like. I've got it all. I like a custard cream. I really like a custard cream. So I have custard creams on my rider. But sometimes when you go to different, like, places, they don't really understand what it is, so we often get a lot of custard. Like, we'll turn up to the dressing room and it's just custard. And we're like, okay.
Custard creams are such a shout. Also, the biscuit selection in her house, can you actually imagine? I want to go around for a cup of tea. Now, if you don't know what a rider is, basically in live music, this is the part of a concert contract that lists exactly what an artist requires backstage, from food to drinks to more technical stuff. For example, right, Mariah Carey, on her rider, well, she requires a room full of white roses and vanilla aromatherapy candles, as well as puppies and kittens sometimes for pre-show relaxation. All right, Mariah. Beyonce then, she says that all dressing rooms have to be kept at 78 degrees Fahrenheit. Also, she has to have alkaline water chilled to exactly 21 degrees Celsius and requires heavily seasoned chicken legs. Madonna then demands a brand new toilet seat at every venue. Also, she wants lilies with stems cut to exactly 6 inches and vegan food, and requires 20 international phone lines. Wonder who she's calling. This is brilliant. Now, obviously, the Mariahs, the Beyoncés, the Madonnas, I wouldn't really be going down that list when it comes to a rider for myself. I'm kind of thinking more of like a nice coffee, maybe some strawberries. Do you know what I'd love? Sour worm jellies. Oh, they are the best. I want to know from you this morning, if you were to have a rider, what would be on it? Are you going, you know, sort of the everyday stuff like Olivia Dean is with her custard creams? Or do you want extravagance? In a room set to an exact temperature, Laura, new toilet seat.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. on 98 FM.